This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. War Now on USA Radio Network. Welcome to the show. Another big day in Trump land. Another Supreme Court nominee in the books. Hopefully we'll get him affirmed and confirmed by the U.S. Senate. But he's a good guy. I like him. I really do like him. Brett Kavanaugh. I was rooting for Amy Barrett. But number one, Trump did good again. He picked Brett Kavanaugh, who's got a super record against illegal immigration. That's the most important thing in the world. And I've been searching for someone to tell me what everyone's record was against illegal immigration. And as much as I liked Amy Coney Barrett, she had no record really of anything. She's a brand new judge. So she had no record to compare to. This guy, Kavanaugh, has this amazing record of 300 decisions on one of the most important federal courts in America, if not the most important. And you could tell what he believes in everything. And he's a real constitutionalist and a real federalist and a real anti-illegal immigration, protect borders, protect American workers guy. So Trump found the right guy. And then my gal, Amy Coney Barrett, they're saying is automatically next in line when Ruth Bader Ginsburg retires. She is the first choice to replace her. So, I mean, I could have my cake and eat it, too. And by the way, the thing I wanted with Amy Coney Barrett was that she was Catholic, and I wanted them to get in a battle, Democrats, that how much they thought Catholics could not be a Supreme Court nominee. They can't be separated from their views, the church versus the American Constitution. I was just waiting for that battle so they could alienate every Catholic in America. Well, guess what? We're going to have that battle anyway, because Brett Kavanaugh is a big-time strong Catholic and a Jesuit and a guy who went to Catholic school and a guy who coaches a Catholic school and a guy who sends his daughters to Catholic school. And this guy's a Catholic Catholic. He's more Catholic than Amy Barrett's Catholic. So this is still going to be a Catholic battle, I guarantee you. So I get my cake and I eat it, too. I get a guy who's the best on record against illegal immigration as a judge, and I also get a guy who's a Catholic. So I think this is wonderful. A Catholic family, man. Beautiful family. Great wife. Two beautiful kids. Two daughters. This guy is really a... Have you heard his speech? He's a very special guy. And I really like him. So we'll get to more about Brett Kavanaugh in a few minutes. We'll get there in a few minutes, but there's much more to talk about that I think is so important today beyond Brett Kavanaugh. Everyone will be talking about Brett Kavanaugh. I want to talk about something else right now. There's a few things I want to talk about. First of all, I'm sorry it happened today because it got overshadowed by the Supreme Court nomination. And no, I'm not talking about 12 kids rescued in Thailand by the Thai Navy SEALs. That's a great thing, too, by the way. But that has nothing to do with a political show. So it can't be my number one news story. And yet, it's such a wonderful story, I have to mention it. You know, usually I don't really care about much that happens outside the United States. I'm an American guy. I'm an America first, second, third, forever kind of guy. But, you know, when you see kids trapped and the poor coach who brought him in that cave felt so guilty and I thought he was going to get left behind, I kind of thought he'd be the one that would die. You know, because they said they took four out overnight, they were going to take another four today, and they'd never have time for the fifth, so the coach would be left all by himself in the dark cave overnight. And then if it flooded, he'd never be found. That'd be the end of him. He'd drown. Right? So I thought, oh, my God, this is going to come to a terrible ending for one guy at least. And pray you get every one of the kids out, too. Well, they got all the kids out, and they got the coach out. So great job, Thailand. Great job, Thai, Navy SEALs. Great job. Not just America do we do great things. Other countries have some really good military people as well and strategic people as well. Good job, Thailand. Very proud of you. Very proud of those SEALs, and I'm glad those kids are out. But anyway, that to me is not the story that got overshadowed today. What got overshadowed today is that Trump pardons the Oregon ranchers whose arrest led to the armed occupation of the wildlife refuge in Oregon. 76-year-old Dwight Hammond and his son Stephen Hammond, who's 49, have won a pardon from President Trump. He pardoned the father and son from Oregon whose imprisonment for setting fires on federal land sparked a 41-day takeover of a wildlife refuge in the state of Oregon. They were convicted of arson in 2012 for fires that burned on federal land in 2001, 2006. And the basic deal with this is they were setting fires on their own land, right, to you know, beat the brush back, which is what you're supposed to do, and somehow the fire got a little out of control and touched a few trees on federal land. And the federal bureaucrats, a.k.a. Gestapo, came in and said, you're going to prison now. And they sentenced them to prison. And served their original sentences. Get this one. The younger guy served, the older man, the father served 3 months, and Stephen, the son, got a year. And an appellate judge ruled in 2015, once they served it and they were home, that the terms were too short under federal minimum sentencing laws, and they were resentenced to serve the mandatory minimum, and they each got sentenced to several years in prison. And this led to the 2016 protests. They're multi-generational cattle ranchers. They're not bad people. They're good people. They're salt of the earth. And they set a fire that leaked onto a portion of neighboring public grazing land. The jury acquitted them on most of the charges. Can you imagine? They sent them back to prison, these poor guys. The prison is for people that hold up an old lady, mug an old lady, knock an old lady down. With a gun, they rob a store, they pistol whip the clerk, they kill the clerk. Raping people, that's prison. Murdering people, that's prison. Home invasion, that's prison. You're going to take two nice ranchers who've never done anything wrong in the generations of their families, and you're going to put them in prison, and then once they get out, you're going to put them in prison again for the same crime and charge them $400,000 in fines? Because they set a fire that hit a few trees in federal land? They set a fire on their own land. And so the resentencing sparked a protest from the Bundy family here in Nevada and dozens of others who occupied the National Wildlife Refuge in Malheur near the Hammond Ranch in southeastern Oregon in 2016. The armed occupiers changed the refuge's name, reflecting their belief the federal government has only a very limited right to own property within a state's borders. They changed it to Harney County Resource Center. And during the standoff, FBI agent Joseph Astorita shot rancher Robert Lavoie Finicum when officers arrested leaders of the occupation. How about this one? Astorita, this is the FBI agent. This is before I knew FBI had some bad people in it. Astorita was later accused of falsely denying he fired two shots at Finicum or his truck and pleaded not guilty to three counts of making a false statement and two counts of obstruction of justice. This is where it started. This is where we all started to realize the FBI is corrupt. So Trump pardoned the two ranchers, and I think that's great. And I'm sorry it happened when it did after the Supreme Court nomination, because it should have been big news. More big news that didn't make the headlines today. Polls show Democrats losing bid to capture the U.S. Senate. Of course. I said we'd pick up 3 to 5 seats. The latest batch of Axios SurveyMonkey polls show Democrats are in real danger of losing 3 U.S. Senate seats, which means they have no chance of capturing that chamber in 2018. In order to take control, they got to hold on to all 10 seats up for grabs in states Trump won in 16, and on top of that, they must snatch 2 seats from incumbent Republicans. According to these polls, Democrat incumbents in Florida, North Dakota, and Indiana are losing to their Republican challengers by 3, 5, and 2 points. Another endangered in Missouri, Claire McCaskill, is ahead by only 2 points. Democrats do appear to have an opportunity to pick up Republican seats in Arizona, where Martha McSally is 4 points behind the Democratic nominee. Also at risk, Dean Heller of Nevada, my state, his Democratic challenger is up 3. But even if these polls prove to be 100% accurate, the GOP holds the U.S. Senate. Here's another great news story you won't see. CO2 emissions hit 67-year low in Trump's America as the rest of the world rises. Oh, we're such, oh my God, climate change. Oh my God, America. You got to just take over every industry and just put a gun to our heads. We suspect you won't hear this too much in the mainstream media, the liberal mainstream media, or the environmental movement or Al Gore. But according to the latest energy report from the Energy Information Administration, EIA, under President Trump, per capita carbon dioxide emissions are now the lowest they've been in 7 decades. Even more interesting is the fact that U.S. carbon emissions dropped while emissions from energy consumption for the rest of the world increased by 1.6%. You know what that means? There should be a new Paris Accord treaty. And the United States should not have to do anything, and the rest of the world should put their businesses in danger. You should shut down China, shut down India, shut down the entire Europe, shut down Brazil, shut down Russia, and make sure the United States doesn't get touched. That's what that means. The U.S. emitted 15.6 metric tons of CO2 per person in 1950, 15.6. And now it's declined to 15.8. It's declined in recent years to 15.8 metric tons per person in 2017, the lowest measured levels in 67 years. So it's the lowest since that number in 1950. It's 15.6 then. It's now slightly higher at 15.8 now. But in between, it's been far higher. Last year, U.S. emissions fell more than 5%, while European emissions rose 2.5%. Chinese emissions rose 1.6%. Hong Kong, 7%. An ironic turn of events giving Europe's shaming of Trump for leaving the Paris Accord deal. And then finally, the last big news that you won't see on the news tonight that does not involve Judge Kavanaugh. When we get back, we'll get back to Judge Kavanaugh. But Judicial Watch says new HHS documents, Homeland Security documents, reveal unaccompanied alien children processed by the Obama administration included MS-13 killers and drug smugglers. Judicial Watch just today released new documents containing over 1,000 summaries of significant incident reports revealing the unaccompanied alien children processed by the Obama administration included admitted murderers, rapists, drug smugglers, prostitutes, and human traffickers. Wow. In the year 2014, there were 24,680 significant incident reports filed with the Office of Refugee Resettlement. Examples, people being admitting to murder, belonging to MS-13, threatening others with rape, admitting to drug smuggling, molesting others, being admitted and seriously assaulting others, being admitted or staff. Some of them who were raped and molested en route to the United States, U.S. government contractors, employees allegedly assaulting or having sexual relations with UACs, other incidents, other crimes, abuse, and self-harm. Can you imagine if this happened under Trump, what the media would be saying? Oh, my gosh. They'd be an all-out blitz saying, Donald Trump, under Trump, it's actually, you know, border agents and people who process people rape these people. And they came up through Mexico and they got raped. It's Trump's fault. It's Trump's fault. It's Trump's fault. It's Obama's fault. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people.
Hey!
Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
War now! Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. You're a relentless warrior, Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, blue-collar, son of a butcher, warrior for truth, justice, and the American way. Always give you the raw truth. Patriot, capitalist, evangelist, and most importantly, American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the USA. I'm an ass-kicker, not ass-kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. That's how we save America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, our U.S. Constitution, Judeo-Christian values, and our beloved Republican Party. This show comes to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, where our state Constitution here in Nevada bans guns, but bans taxes, but welcomes guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens. What a great place to live. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, gave me my first shot in radio and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Fred Weinberg gave me my first shot on national radio. Thank you, Ed Stoltz. Thank you, Fred Weinberg. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle coin, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle coin, call 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. I wanted to grab the coin. Hear that noise? That's the coin. It's huge. It's big. It's bold. It's beautiful. It's all silver, direct from the U.S. Mint. And you get a free one right now. Give it to your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, friends' kids, salesmen's kids, employees' kids, kids in your classroom, you name it. It's a great gift to start their coin collection. They're smart. 800-780-9000. I wish I had played all those games of baseball that meant nothing in my life all these years later. Instead, I should have collected coins. I'd be a billionaire now. That's 800-780-9000 or visit TII1.com for TangibleInvestmentsIncorporated.com. Most caller-friendly show in America. Call us right now or any time. Talk about the new Supreme Court Justice nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. Toll-free anywhere in the country, numerically, 833-927-8255. My website's RootForAmerica.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com is my email address, and my Twitter is @RealWayneRoot, @Real, R-E-A-L, Wayne Root. All right, that is the story. So let's get back to Judicial Watch, because they are just the greatest, and they were the ones who covered my IRS tax nightmare and how the government came after me and they persecuted me, and it was a witch hunt for my conservative political beliefs. And they just keep coming up with great stories about Hillary Clinton and the failed FBI, the fake FBI and the fake news media, and Barack Obama the criminal, and now they come up with the idea that, you know, they found the new Homeland Security documents revealing unaccompanied alien children under Obama. They admitted murderers, rapists, drug smugglers, prostitutes, and human traffickers. 24,680 significant incident reports. Examples of these reports, a male UAC, UAC stands for these people that you admit, unaccompanied minor, I guess, is UAC. I'm not sure why it's C. You think it would be UAM, unaccompanied minor. Oh, it's unaccompanied child. UAC must be child. So an unaccompanied child at a shelter in Fairfield, California, admitted he was forced to kill while working for the Gulf Cartel in Mexico. Wonderful. A male UAC being cared for at the Heartland International RC facility reported he'd been an MS-13 gang member for a year before coming to the U.S. A male UAC cared for at the Heartland International Committee of the Red Cross facility reported to staff he had been made to kill three people by a drug cartel. A male UAC housed at Kids Peace Shelter, apparently a reference to the Kids Peace facility in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, told another male UAC there, "I am a rapist. I'm going to rape you." Wonderful. Just, you know, they're sending us our best in Mexico. Don't you realize that? Everyone's got to hate Trump because they send us their best. A UAC at the Morrison Peso Secure in Portland, Oregon, informed a youth care worker that all kinds of kids here are snorting white pills. Some residents had brought the pills into the facility. All the residents are snorting white pills and at all times of the day. Wonderful. Beautiful. A male UAC in the care of Heartland ICRC reported he was an MS-13 gang member who had been selling drugs. He told social workers the reason the gang members made the kids use drugs was to get them addicted. A female UAC at Sandy Pine, Jupiter, Florida facility attacked a staff member with a chair after being told to stop inappropriate sexual behavior towards another female UAC. After being restrained, she threatened to stab an unidentified person with a knife. The report concludes by saying UAC will continue to work on identifying and implementing coping skills to manage her mood. Can you imagine meeting her in a restaurant, taking her home? That would be fun. You gotta make sure that she can cope with her mood. Otherwise, she'll take out a knife and cut your throat. A male UAC at a Baptist Child Facility shelter in Baytown, Texas, said he worked as a human smuggler, charging $8,000 per person as he crossed people into the United States. And a female UAC at Lackland Air Force Base was alleged by other UACs to be the daughter of a coyote, a human smuggler, and was helping pass information to her father. Lovely!
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
War now!
You don't have USA Radio News.
All the soccer players and coach that were trapped in a Thailand cave were rescued earlier today by Navy SEALs. Dr. Mark Siegel lays out some of the challenges ahead for the boys.
They're going to have flashbacks, my opinion. They're going to have derealization, periods of disorientation. All that can be treated with cognitive behavioral therapy and possibly medication, but therapy is key here, and the earlier the better.
The confirmation battle ahead for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is already beginning. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell took to the Senate floor earlier today.
A number of our Democratic colleagues could not even wait until the president's announcement last night before launching attack on his nominee. This was, in some cases, quite literally a fill-in-the-blank opposition. They wrote statements of opposition only to fill in the name later. Sadly, this is not a new approach for the far-left special interest groups.
France advanced to the World Cup finals by beating Belgium 1-0. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We'll be right back.
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio for the first 2 hours and then the third hours on USA Radio and Newsmax TV. And just to let you know, on Newsmax TV tonight, the first 7 minutes normally is ads before my show starts. And now they're running 7 minutes of Bill O'Reilly with his commentary, I'm sure, on Brett Kavanaugh and the Supreme Court nomination, if I had to bet, leading into Wayne Root's show. So it's Bill O'Reilly as the lead-in to Wayne Allen Root tonight on Newsmax TV, and that may become a regular feature of Newsmax. I think they're playing around with an idea, so that's cool. That's cool. That's a fantastic thing. I love it. O'Reilly back-to-back with Root. The O'Reilly factor and the Root reaction back-to-back. I like it. Before we get to our guest, I do want to mention one of the great sponsors of this show, because without sponsors, you got nothing. And that's My Patriot, My Patriot Supply. The head of FEMA told us for months they won't be able to help in a major disaster. And on the first day of hurricane season, he wrote an op-ed in USA Today titled, FEMA is not a first responder. Not only that, but a recent report shows FEMA is running on half the emergency reserve workforce they had last year at this time. This should be a wake-up call to get prepared if you aren't already. I recently started building my preparedness plan with My Patriot Supply. They helped me start storing up food for crises where FEMA won't be coming to the rescue. This week only, each person in your household can have the essential two-week emergency food supply from My Patriot Supply for just $67 each. Take action now, 888-524-6540, 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com. It's not my company, but they went out and got the website preparewithwayne.com, knowing they were going to sponsor my company for the next year or so. So they went out and got that website, preparewithwayne.com. The food's delicious. It lasts 25 years in storage. It's packed fresh in a rugged storage tote and ships discreetly to your home. Order your food kits by calling 888-524-6540 or go online to preparewithwayne.com. Thank you, My Patriot Supply. All right, we've got our guest here to talk about Brett Kavanaugh. His name is Mark Miller. He's the Pacific senior attorney for the Pacific Legal Foundation. Mark, welcome to the show with Wayne Root. How are you?
Thanks for having me on again, Wayne.
My pleasure. Welcome back. You know, look, a lot of people have sent me emails today and said, man, you're such a big mouth, and, you know, you always tell us what to do and what's good and what's bad, and you've been very, you know, kind of reserved about Brett Kavanaugh. You just said good pick by Trump, but you didn't really say why. And that's because I'm not a legal expert. That's why I have guys like you on the show, Mark. So my understanding is this is a very good guy with a very good record, and he's fantastic on illegal immigration. That's my understanding, but I don't know it. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a legal expert. So let's hear it from you. What do you think about Brett Kavanaugh?
Well, I think that anyone who supported President Trump, anyone who supports sort of the principles that the Republican Party has stood for the last, you know, since President Reagan, certainly, can't be unhappy with an appointment like Judge Kavanaugh with the nomination of Judge Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. You know, if you had told anyone who supports President Trump or anyone who wanted a Republican to win and not for Secretary of State Clinton to win, that 2 years later we would have a Justice Gorsuch on the court and be looking at a Judge Kavanaugh, people would say, come on, you're dreaming. And so you have to look at Kavanaugh with that sort of, you know, macro-level perspective. Certainly on the conservative side of the aisle today, last night when the nomination was made, was announced, you've seen some degree of criticism. But frankly, you know, like I said, you have to look at the big picture and say any of the judges that were on the President Trump shortlist, if you will, would have been fantastic additions to the court to follow in Justice Kennedy's shoes.
All right, but let me get some specifics from you, and I hope you have them, but you know, if you don't, you don't.
Yes.
We're talking to Mark Miller, senior attorney, Pacific Legal Foundation. Let me explain some of the things that, like, remember, I'm not a Republican or a conservative as much as I'm a Trumper, okay? Not an ever-Trumper, yeah. A Trumper, an always-Trumper, a forever-Trumper. And so many of the 63 million people, Mark, that voted for Trump are not Republicans per se. They're not conservatives. In many ways, I'm embarrassed about the Republican Party. I think it's a joke filled with wussies who spent their lives at country clubs and don't know anything about fighting. Only Donald Trump knows how to fight. And so a lot of us don't like traditional Republicanism and traditional conservatism. And so when I hear that this guy Kavanaugh was like this best friendy of George W. Bush, I don't like Bush. I don't like the Bush family. I'm not a Bushy. And so it makes me very nervous that he served in the Bush administration, got appointed by Bush. He's a Bush guy. Everything about him is Bush, Bush, Bush. I don't like that. I like Trump, 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 not Bush, Bush, Bush. So I'm worried about this guy a little bit. I know his record is pretty darn good with 300 decisions in the federal court in Washington, D.C., an important court. So I know his record is good, but I don't like the Bush people. I think they're a bunch of rhinos. So from that standpoint, you know, hit me with your best shot.
Well, I think my best shot is to get away from the judicial record. And you said you're looking for a fighter like President Trump. Well, if you look at Kavanaugh's long career before he became a judge, there are two places where he inserted himself into fights that many other lawyers would not have wanted to be a part of. And first, and I think you will appreciate it. Number one, he volunteered to represent the family that was trying to keep Elian Gonzalez in Florida, in Miami, where he wouldn't be sent back to the communist country of Cuba run by Fidel Castro.
He
put himself into that. He volunteered pro bono to help them. And then secondly, again, if you're looking for a fighter, he got himself involved with the, you know, what was the biggest sort of courtroom fight of our lifetimes, which would be the 2000 recount. And he was working on behalf of President George Bush at that time, again, before he was the president. So he made sure to find his way to be part of that legal dispute, and in that case, to be fighting on the side of the rule of law, and that votes, it counted, you know, once, and that we don't then start looking at hanging Chad and the like and just trying to find any votes we can find so that our side wins, but rather the rule of law is observed as the Supreme Court ultimately decided. So right there, you've got two times in his career, which, yeah, no one can disagree that he is a young man, 53 years old, still relatively young, who was raised in the Washington, D.C. area, who went, you know, double Yale, went to Georgetown Prep School. So certainly, and he worked at the White House, as you said. He's at the D.C. Circuit. He's certainly a man of D.C., of the Beltway. But nevertheless, he went out and left the Beltway in both of those cases, actually headed to Florida in both cases, where I'm senior attorney for Pacific Legal. And he picked fights. So if you're looking for a fighter, there you go.
So here's an email I got from one of my listeners who always values my opinion, and he asked me what I thought, and I said, I think he's great. I think he's got a really good record, and keep in mind we could have had Hillary as president. Can you imagine who she would have named? So no matter what his record is, it's going to be good, you know, or great compared to anything Hillary would have named. But he said to me, I heard today that he helped Judge Roberts rewrite the Affordable Care Act. Well, that's not correct. Assessment. Judges don't rewrite anything, but I guess he needs to rewrite the decision. And after doing some research, I find it is true. Therefore, I don't think I could support him. I don't understand why great conservatives like you and Ted Cruz are backing this man. So what was his input in the Obamacare case? Do you know whether this guy has any truth in what he just said? I don't think he helped him in rewriting it, but I think he gave him a little advice that you could frame it as a law. Under the idea of taxes, not under the idea of commerce clause, but under the idea of taxes. If it's a tax, then it's legal. I think he was involved in that somehow, but other than that, his record is spotless. So you tell me what you know about that record.
Well, I think whether his record is spotless is always going to be in the eye of the beholder, and you can critique whether it be the Obamacare cases you're talking about. There were two of them, and the second one, in fact, was called CISL, which was a case Pacific Legal Foundation litigated, and we lost at his court, and the Supreme Court did not agree to hear it. And he, in fact, in that case, although he concurred in the judgment and rejected the argument we were making, he did explain why he thought the majority was wrong there. I think that the larger point you have to make when looking at anyone at a lower court level, whether it be the Obamacare cases or some of the religious liberty cases where I've seen some criticism from the social conservative side of the aisle today, is this is a judge who is beholden to what the Supreme Court is ultimately going to decide. Part of what you do as a judge when you use the lower courts is make a prediction as to what the courts are going to do. And so when you're at the D.C. Circuit, your prediction is, what's the U.S. Supreme Court going to do? That's what Oliver Wendell Holmes used to say, was a good lawyer is, you know, predicts what the law is going to happen, what should happen in your case. Not what's right or wrong, but just what will happen. And so ultimately, if a lower court judge predicts that Obamacare could be held up as a tax, and ultimately, that's what Chief Justice Roberts does on behalf of the majority of the court in that first Obamacare case. Then you could say, well, he predicted it right. He wasn't making a value judgment on what he thinks should happen, but rather he was a lower court judge having to recognize a higher court was going to have the final say on that case, which was, of course, one of the major cases of our lifetime. So, you know, anyone can fly spec a judge who's been on this important appeals court and other decisions that they disagree with here and there. But you have to look at sort of the macro picture and say, how does he approach the law? And generally, he approaches the law where he doesn't decide what he wants the result to be. The Obamacare case would be a good example that even if we disagree with him, we could guess that he probably would have preferred to say the Obamacare was unconstitutional. But his legal principles led him to the alternative conclusion. I will credit any judge who does not decide what the result is that they want, but rather they're going to apply legal principles and see where they end up, rather than just decide what result they want and find a way to get there. And that's what Kavanaugh himself, he's a textualist in the spirit of Justice Scalia.
I got it. But he did do good in all. Of his immigration rulings. My understanding is there were several of them, and he was very strongly anti-illegal immigration and pro-American worker. Your understanding as well, yes?
He's very good in the administrative state, which all the what you just described is part of the administrative state. He makes sure that agencies recognize they only have limited powers, and the executive, you know, has power, particularly the president. But the agencies themselves are not supposed to be writing the law and overruling Congress. It's really the lawmaker. To that
all right, Mark, we got to go to a break. We're heading out. Thank you for hanging out and giving us some great analysis. Mark Miller, Pacific Legal Foundation, senior attorney. Welcome back to the show. We'll have you next time. There's a big ruling. Let's hope there's another Supreme Court nominee soon. Ginsburg. Mark Miller, thanks. More now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano DeGeneva specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root for Liberty HealthShare, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. I put my four kids' lives and health in the hands of Liberty HealthShare. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your healthcare? Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take Liberty HealthShare and take control of your healthcare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family's a member. My kids are members. I'm a member. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or online at Liberty. All right, so this article, I think, is really important for you to know because the mainstream media just doesn't care. It's hard to even believe they don't care. Do you remember when there was apartheid in South Africa and the whites were holding the blacks down? And all you ever heard when there was an Oscar, you know, Academy Award event or an Emmy event, oh, my God, the people went up on the stage. And, oh, the poor black people of South Africa. And, oh, the poor this. And, oh, the poor that. The black people are being held down. And they were. And it was terrible. And they were right. They were right. Absolutely. Wayne Root's telling you they were right. But today, white people are being persecuted and murdered in South Africa, and nobody cares. Not a single person in Hollywood cares. And that should be no surprise, because we all know that this goes on every day. It's like if a Muslim is killed somewhere in the world by a Christian, it's the biggest news story in America. But if 100 Christians are killed in a minute by a Muslim, the liberal news media covers it up. They don't want you to know. And so there's always these things. This side is liberal, this side's conservative. If it's helping conservatives, Hollywood won't mention it. The mainstream media doesn't want to mention it. They bury it. Either they don't cover it at all, or it's on page 76 at the bottom in a small paragraph, and no one gets that far in the newspaper. So nobody ever sees it. So here's the story. White South African farmers seek refuge in Russia and say it's a matter of life and death. As the violent attacks and death threats against white farmers in South Africa ramps up, many of those affected are seeking refuge. A delegation of 30 South African farming families has arrived in Russia's Stavropol region as the South African government steal their land. According to Russia Today, up to 15,000 Boers, descendant descendants of Dutch settlers in South Africa are planning to move to Russia amid rising violence stemming from government plans to expropriate their land. White farmers, despite being a minority in South Africa, own 72% of the country's farms. The new South African government recently announced a plan to redistribute land to the black population in a highly racist move. Critics have warned South Africa may repeat the disastrous experiment by the Zimbabwean government in 1999-2000. The measure plunged the country into an intense famine because the black people who took over the farms, of course, had no idea how to farm. They didn't know what to do with the farm. Nothing. They didn't know what to do. So they took over the white farmer's farm by killing them and raping them in the middle of the night. And then they had a farm. They didn't know what to do with it. And it all died on them. There was no food. A report by DieselGasOil.com stated the new South African government led by racist President Cyril Ramaphosa has pledged to return the lands owned by white farmers since the 1600s to the black citizens of the country. The government says planning to put an end to what it calls the legacy of apartheid. Most of South Africa's farming land is still in the hands of a minority white population. Human rights groups have said the initiative incites violence. There were 74 farm murders and 638 attacks against white farmers in 2016-17 in South Africa. South Africa will face the real threat of famine in the absence of experienced farmers, regardless of their race. The farmers have been facing racial genocide in South Africa, and many say moving to Russia has become a life-or-death matter. There are attacks on us. It's got to the point where the politicians are stirring up a wave of violence, said one of the farmers. It's a matter of life and death. The climate here is temperate. This land is created by God for farming. All this is very attractive. The farmers who face execution and violence in South Africa are ready to make a contribution to Russia's booming agricultural sector. Each family is ready to bring up to $100,000 to help them lease the land required to add to Russia's farming industry. Russia has 43 million hectares of unused farmland. The country has recently begun giving out free land to Russian citizens to cultivate farming. The land giveaway program has been a huge success. Increases in food production in Russia will boost the economy as South Africa will face famine as their food production drops in the absence of experienced farmers. But this article doesn't even tell you some of the things that this new president has said. He has said that, you know, for now, there won't be a genocide. I'm not going to ask for a genocide for now. But if the white farmers don't just give up their land, we'll just kill them all. And nobody's talking about this anywhere. Amazing. Amazing. We're getting ready to head to a break, Chris. We're about ready to go. Got about a minute left or so. All right, so if I have time, I want to talk about drug prices. Drug companies scrap price hikes, but they give the credit to California, not Trump. 2 days after President Trump threatened to retaliate against drug companies like Pfizer that authorized another round of price hikes this year, a group of drug makers have signaled they will roll back some of the increases, blaming California drug pricing transparency law instead of Trump. I mean, you got to realize what a joke this all is. Donald Trump is so radically, dramatically, amazingly, remarkably, magically changing, phenomenally, can I think of another adjective, changing America for the good. And he embarrassed the drug companies, and they made them back down and not increase the prices of your drugs that you need, your prescription drugs. Who says he's for the rich? He's for the people. He's for the middle class and working class people. And so he is the hero here with the white hat. But no one's going to tell you that. They're going to give credit to some liberal somewhere because the drug companies are run by big government globalist liberals, D.C. swamp creatures, who will not give Trump credit. Donald Trump doing a great job. MAGA.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hey.